When Ty Cobb died in 1961, Lawrence Ritter thought that someone should do something, and do it quickly, to record for the future the remembrances of a sport that has played such a significant role in American life. He decided that he would take a tape recorder and, traveling around the country, talk to as many old-timers as he could find and ask them what it was like. The results of Ritter's travels and conversations was a publication in 1966 and enlarged in 1984 of The Glory of Their Times, a story of the early days of baseball told by the men who played it. When it first appeared in print, legendary Brooklyn Dodgers broadcaster Red Barber called it the single best baseball book of all time. Longtime New Yorker book editor Roger Angel praised The Glory of Their Times as almost perfect, a vivid, gentle, humorous narrative accompanied by marvelous photographs. Among the old-timers interviewed by Lawrence Ritter for his book were former St. Louis Browns Davy Jones and Jimmy Austin. Also included in Ritter's book were St. Louis Cardinals Bob O'Farrell and Spex Torpeser. Outfielder Davy Jones' only claim to fame in St. Louis baseball history is that he was a charter member of the original Browns that began play in 1902. In 1901, after a last place finish in the American League's first season, the Milwaukee Brewers moved to St. Louis and became the Browns. They immediately took advantage of players of that era jumping contracts, even in midseason, by signing several players away from National League teams. After playing for the Cubs in 1901, Davy Jones jumped to the Browns, but when the Cubs offered him more money, he jumped back to the Cubs after playing in only 15 games for the Browns. While Davy Jones lasted only a few weeks with the St. Louis Browns, infielder Jimmy Austin stayed with the Browns for 20 years, 10 as a player and 10 more years as a coach. Austin believed that when he went to St. Louis in 1911, the Browns were the team in that town. It wasn't until the late 20s and 30s that the Cardinals became the big team in St. Louis. During his tenure with the Browns as a player and coach, Austin was also Branch Rickey's Sunday manager because Branch Rickey promised his mother and father he'd never go near a ballpark on Sunday. The Cardinals became the big team in St. Louis in 1926, and catcher Bob O'Farrell was a major reason for their success. Voted the National League's most valuable player in 1926, he led the Cardinals that year to their first pennant and their first World Series victory. Catching behind the plate, he had the best seat at the ballpark when Grover Cleveland Alexander came in late in the deciding game of the 1926 World Series with the bases loaded and struck out the Yankees' Tony Lazzari, preserved the Cardinals' lead and eventual victory. I guess that maybe that was the most famous strikeout in baseball history.
Point on it, for strike three. As all Pete comes in a situation that will go down as one of the most dramatic moments in all sports, and strikes out, push him up Lazzari with the bases full.
O'Farrell remembered that Alexander, who was a heavy drinker, was hungover and sleeping in the bullpen when he was summoned into the game. When asked by player manager Rogers Hornsby if he could do it, Alexander grogginly replied, "I can try." Spex Torpeser was also a member of the Cardinals' 1926 World Series champions, but he was used mostly as a utility infielder. He made history, however, when he joined the Cardinals in 1921 and became baseball's first bespectacled infielder. Sadly, Topperser's vision worsened, and he finally had to leave the game that he loved. After several operations failed, he lost his vision completely, but his memory of baseball's good old days never faltered during the years he was blind. After his blindness set in, Topperser would daydream about the games he played in and replayed the games over and over again in my mind's eye. Once again, he saw Ty Cobb and Walter Johnson and Joe Woods as if decades had not passed and he could see again. In The Glory of Their Times, St. Louis baseball readers can share Topperser's vision of games once played by the legends of the game while they wait until next year. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.